Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning. Noelle is enjoying herself this morning with the various pieces of music we got going on here. And I'm going to tell you what. If you guys got a problem with Ryan Seacrest, you can blame this dude.
What's that?
Dick Clark.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So he definitely studied him.
If you are over Ryan Seacrest, or if you like him, either way, you can thank Dick Clark. Play that one coming back because today would have been his birthday.
Okay.
It would have been Dick Clark's birthday today. So there you go. And also, we did this because of our guest who's coming in here, and we welcome our little nephew.
He's here, man.
Our cousin. He's Terrell here. Thomas.
Kenfolk.
He's Urban Time.
Yep.
Good morning, buddy.
Hey, good morning.
Now,
Good morning.
Do you know why I played that for you, other than the fact that it was his birthday today? There's a little backdoor.
No, I don't. I know we think of the holidays. I think of rocking New Year's Eve when I think of Dick Clark as of recently. So I don't know why that was played today.
Yeah. Well, what is he known for?
He's on the New Year's Eve. That's what he said. That's what he knows.
Okay.
Him for.
Well, okay. Well, see, that's an age thing.
There
that's
you
fine.
Go.
That's yeah. You don't know about nothing else with Dick Clark, why he became famous or how he became famous, Terrell?
No.
Mm-mm, no.
He had a little show called American Bandstand, which was in that song. It was a dance show. They started it in Philadelphia.
I did not know that. I have heard of American Bandstand, now that you say it, but I did not know that it started in Philly,
Started in Philadelphia, so I did that little tribute for you, man. He moved it to California eventually, but it all came out of Philly. See, these dance shows started, Soul Train started in Chicago. Well, they moved out west, so a little insignificant information for you.
When last we spoke with this man, he was talking about the holiday and avoiding chitlins.
Did you avoid them?
Were you successful in avoiding the chitlins on Thanksgiving?
Oh, I was extremely successful in that mission. Extremely successful. No, it did not come anywhere.
The question is not did he avoid them, but did any infiltrate his home?
Oh, my gosh.
No, as I said, we purchased some. From an establishment out here, I won't give them any free advertising. We did purchase some for our elders, but they remained in the refrigerator until we took them to our Thanksgiving fund. But again, none of them were anywhere near me or my plea, so that was fine by me.
Were the elders thrilled and delighted when you showed up with them? It was like you brought a gift.
Yes, indeed. That was, people get assigned different things, and the chitlin assignment was tossed our way.
They just closed their eyes and pointed at you and say, they closed your eyes and pointed
well, actually,
your name.
Terrell,
you get the chitlins.
I can relate to that because I got pointed at a bunch and said, boy, get out there and shovel the walkway before we get guests over here. So that's how I was assigned.
Oh, man. Okay, now. Wow.
Well, listen. I when we talked to you last, I said I wasn't scared of Cleveland, and the Hawks went out and they took care of business the other night. All right. And
yes, they did.
And now, tonight, they're taking on your team. How you feeling about your team right now? And I realize they're nicked up. By the way, if you can't get in front of a TV, Hawks Philadelphia are going to be on V103. That pregame is at 5:30. Tip at 6 o'clock.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Terrell?
Well, I'm feeling really good about the direction in which the Sixers are going in. But I will say that as of recently, especially in the last 10 years, I certainly get more love and credence to Hawks basketball. So whenever these two teams play, it's always a delight for me, of course, like being my hometown and then my current home. I like what Tyrese Maxey's been doing so far this season. He's really took the reins and been taking over the team. And the Sixers aren't, you know, our record isn't much different in Philadelphia than it is with the Atlanta Hawks. But I see way more promise as of right now in the Hawks than I do the Sixers. So it could be one of those games where it's an interesting battle. It's a Sunday, you know, the Falcons play. It'll be one of those dual bird matchups for the Hawks and then the Falcons and then the Hawks. But I think this should be a game that the Hawks kind of win convincingly.
Win convincingly? We hope so. Anyway, this team. Thoughts about the game against Cleveland and the things that we saw? Thought that Cleveland came in and gave them a fight, but the Hawks held on. At the end, just a gritty performance and pulled away at the end with the victory. I like not just the win, but the way they won that particular game.
Yeah, that's the JJ game right there. That was by far, that was the Jalen Johnson game. And that young man just continues so far this season to really put the NBA on notice. And I think, although it's early, I will give you that. But I think if Jalen continues to play at this pace, with this speed, and be this impactful for the Hawks, that will truly hear some MVP chatter. I do know his name is currently in that MVP race. I believe it's like the 6th or 7th spot as far as NBA MVP race goes. But the Hawks came out dominant. They came out, and I believe they came out to make a statement. We did talk about the importance of this game with Cleveland and Atlanta being so close in the standings currently. And they came out and handled business. It was extremely impressive to see. The Hawks hadn't picked up too many wins at home as of recently. They've been doing a lot of winning on the road. So for them to get a win in the style they did against a pretty decent Cleveland Cavaliers team was extremely impressive.
7 players in double figures. That's remarkable to see the team go out and have that type of production across the board, that kind of production coming off the bench. And that's what we're watching for. We're still watching, you know, the bench, the guys who are going to step up and do that. V. Krejci once again. Stepping up and doing some things, man, nailing some threes. He's been very consistent, you know, off the bench, and it's been great to see in a big game, a good game for Mo Gay as well.
Mo Gay, that young man has certainly impressed me. We heard a lot of things about him during the draft. He was so versatile. You had people comparing him to Giannis Antetokounmpo with just saying their style of play, even though Mo is a little slimmer than Giannis. But Mo Gay has been one guy that I can say has been taking advantage of all his opportunities so far this season. When we see him on the court, he's passing the ball, he's scoring the ball, he's playing great defense. So I hope he continues to get minutes. I think he's someone that Coach Quinn is really earning trust in, and he's allowing him, you know, he's slowly but surely increasing his meter. You know, one day he may have 12 minutes of action, then the next day he has 20 minutes of action. I think the more we see of Mo, the more we'll realize the talent that he truly is. So the two guys that you named, because we spoke on Veet and everything he was doing last week, but Mo Gay is a gentleman who really has been impressive, and it's a great thing to see.
It's Terrell Thomas joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The word came down that Trey is going to get reevaluated in a couple weeks. If these guys continue to play the way they have been playing, and let's say there's a date sometime in late December that they want to bring him back, maybe beginning of January. But if they continue to play the way they have, would you want him to sit out a few more games just to get really, really, really healthy, especially given the fact that this re-entry for Trey being the first one during the season will be probably a little different than, you know, the old Trey, the one that was a lot younger and maybe not as mature as this guy. He sees what's going on, in other words, and he's going to, as I put it with Caleb when we talked to him the other day, sort of like playing, you know, doing double dutch. You know, you just kind of pick your spot and then you jump in and you become who you become, or gradually become that again. But I just think this re-entry for him is going to be handled just a little differently.
Well, I'd want to see him out there as soon as possible, if that makes sense. And I understand, you know, the standpoint of where you're coming from. You want to make sure the guy is completely healthy, so when he can get back in there, when he gets back out there, he's as impactful as he can be. But I think, although we're seeing success with this Hawks team right now, I think there's still a lot of question marks. And I think one of the biggest question marks just is, how will this team perform, and at what level will this team perform when Trey does return to the court? Can Jalen Johnson continue to be as impactful on the court with Trey Young having the ball in his hands when he comes back out there? Is there someone, you know, on another team before the trade deadline approaches that the Hawks need to go after to try to improve whatever the chemistry they're building right now? So I do believe that. And quite honestly, the East is pretty tight. Now, it isn't what we expected it to be with the injuries and, you know, the Boston's not being as dominant as the Indiana's. But when you look at the standings from 1-6, you know, right now it's about a game or two to separate the top seed from the 6th or 7th seed. So I think that the Hawks are going to need to get Trey out there to kind of answer and fill in the blanks for a lot of those question marks. So as soon as he can get out there, he's already missed over a month pretty much, and if they reevaluate him in 2 to 3 weeks, you know, the clock is ticking. We haven't got to Christmas yet, but I think they need to get him out there as soon as possible so they can see if this style of Hawks basketball can continue or if there need to be improvements or adjustments once he hits the court.
And see, what I was getting at, and you actually answered my question in the way you responded, was that you feel like they need to get him out there as soon as possible, where I was saying if they continue to win and not handling it, or them handling it differently. In other words, you're not bringing him back because you absolutely need him to get back in the lineup because these guys are struggling. And that's what I meant when I said handle differently, in that this guy could ease his way back in and get back in shape because these guys are playing very, very well. Either way, you want him back ASAP.
Yeah, I do. I do. Trust me, I understand that, you know, the point of view on which you're coming from for sure. But I think that if the Hawks really, really, really want to win a championship, and if that's something that we really even talk about, Trey Young has to have a role in there somewhere. I'm not really one that believes that Trey should be traded, but, you know, that chatter has begun, and you wonder what the contract negotiations still to come up. Is that a direction that, sadly, the Hawks will look at going to? You know, again, is there another piece that the Hawks can bring in when Trey gets back on the court to kind of keep this mojo and this train running the way it is? So, yeah, I would get him out there as soon as possible to kind of find out the direction in which the team goes in with him on the floor.
I think you do that, you may be measured minutes. I think that, you know, but you want him to play. You know what I mean? You want him to play, but maybe you measure the minutes. Folks who spend time on the waitfor.com hotline, always great to kick it with Terrell Thomas. And he is social. You can find him at Eldorado2452, at Eldorado2452. I always like to look at what's happening with Zach Richichet and his progress. He's shown us some great games. And then, you know, sometimes he'll take a step backwards, but you feel like you're seeing some consistency you want to see from this guy in his second season?
Yeah, I think slowly but surely I'm starting to see a lot more consistency from Zach. And I think a lot of that boils down to his own confidence out there on the court and him believing in himself and knowing that he can really play at a high level in the NBA. And last year we saw flashes, and I believe even to a degree so far this season we've seen flashes, but it has seemed to be more consistent. And I think if he can continue to play with that consistency, play with that edge and that hunger, the best is yet to come from Zach. So I'm glad and extremely happy to see him, you know, taking over in certain spots and being a lot more assertive as far as the game goes offensively and defensively with the Hawks. And I want to continue to see him do that so we can really see what we have in this young guy.
How'd the kids enjoy Thanksgiving?
They had a blast, and that was pretty cool. They had a blast. We had some good eats, some good times, so they had a blast. The saddest thing, I guess I'll say about Thanksgiving happened after Thanksgiving. I'll tip my hat to you and those Chicago Bears. Other than that, it was a beautiful Thanksgiving and a Thanksgiving weekend thus far.
All right, man. I wasn't going to bring that up, you know, because we want you back. But anyway, listen, man, we're going to let you go and enjoy your Sunday thrill. We're up against it, but you obviously will be back with us. Tell the kids their Uncle Sam and Uncle Greg said hello. And as always, thank you for getting up and joining us, buddy.
Oh, much love, much love. Talk to you guys. Well, ladies and gentlemen, talk to y'all soon.
There you go.
All right.
Real Thomas. It's the picture of, as he calls them, the elders. He didn't say grandma and grandpa, grandfather, grandmother, the elders.
Yeah, handle that right.
Now sitting down with Mello.
Handle that right.
Sitting down with Sayla. That's just a funny picture there.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.